Our latest small studio session showcases the work of jazz guitarist Charlie Ballantyne and his trio. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talked with Ballantyne about his prolific work ethic and latest record.
Believe it or not, Charlie Ballantyne has released 5 albums in the past 5 years.
Because I will release a record and then I'll be happy and content with myself for like 3 days, and then I hear something that just completely blows my mind, blows me out of the water, and I'm like, I get inspired, and I'm like, that's what I need to be doing. What we just did isn't what I hear in my head. Now I hear this other thing. So it's always kind of just like reaching for this thing that we can never actually reach.
His last, Life is Brief, was an instrumental tribute to the music of Bob Dylan.
I mean, the Dylan one was so much fun to record, and that definitely has been our most successful so far. I think just, you know, not because it was anything special we did, it just was a testament to how much people love Bob Dylan. It still blows my mind getting posted on what you think is a small, like, Bob Dylan forum, and then you have, like, 25 emails the next day from, like, Norway or something, and people are just so into everything Dylan.
Ballantyne didn't want fans to think that he was done writing his own music, so he got busy on his latest record, Cold Coffee.
It was really tough for me to write things that maybe didn't sound like Bob Dylan's music, and it was just tough to kind of accept what I was writing after being immersed in this genius's discography for so long. Last fall, it was about like a 2 or 3 week period. I usually have like 5 cups of coffee a day that are all half full over the house. So for 2 weeks between like midnight and 4 in the morning, I just like was writing and finally being okay with what was coming out. And I just was fueling myself with all these little disgusting half cups of coffee that had been left throughout the day. So that was the thought behind the title.
Ballantyne wrote nearly 40 songs for the new record and then relied on his wife, musician Amanda Gardier, to help select which tunes to include.
If I show her something that I'm really excited about and she goes, yeah, then it's like, oh man, I might have to look at this again. So it helps to kind of have someone that isn't going to lie to you and is going to be like, oh, I think you could maybe do that a little differently. So that helps a lot.
Ballantyne says Cold Coffee reflects his love for many different styles of music.
I went to jazz school, but I always have liked the guys who you can look at and be like, well, is he a jazz guy? You know, like John Scofield or Bill Frisell. They can swing like crazy and they can play traditional jazz, but they kind of choose not to because they like Hendrix or they like, you know, Jeff Beck, or they like the Rolling Stones, and they use that stuff in their jazz compositions. I would hate to abandon like all that stuff I listened to as a kid and grew up loving, so I try and incorporate as much as I can.
Cold Coffee is available now on digital, CD, and vinyl. For WFYI News and Small Studio Sessions, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
You can hear Jill's entire conversation with Charlie and see his small studio session with bassist Jesse Whitman and drummer Chris Parker on our website, wfyi.org/smallstudio. Small studio sessions are made possible in part by Sun King Brewing.